So let's take a look at our first six-note sequence. The number of notes there, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we have a six note grouping starting on the fifth of our chord, a six note grouping starting on the root of our chord, and a six note grouping starting on the third of our chord. So you might be saying, well, if we're doing six note groupings, are we in 6-4 time or 6-8 or 3-4 or some sort of triple meter? The answer is no, we're playing over 4-4 time, but when we do groupings in 6, the emphasis on the note sort of changes and it gives it this somewhat unpredictable sound. Even though sequences tend to be predictable, you wouldn't want to play like this all night, but it's a great way to grab the listener's ear with something a little bit predictable, something the band can latch onto, and a great way to get from point A to point B with your lines.